Jenny's got more mouth than she's got money. Works three jobs, she's barely getting by. Bob got word his mom's been told it's cancer. So many questions, and all of them ask why. We're living in a broken world. A broken world won't give you any answers. Everything is upside down. Wrong is right and right is wrong. But not for long. No, not for long. Done wrong, left everything behind. Daddy's getting tired, his faith is fading. You can't get water from a well that's running dry. We're living in a broken world, and a broken world won't give you any answer. Everything is upside down. Wrong is right and right is wrong. But not for long. No, not for long. This broken world is cradled by a savior. And nothing here can take him by surprise. Someday
good morning and praise the Lord from First Pentecostal Church here in Villarica, Georgia. Trust and hope and pray that each and every one of you are doing well. Good to have you tuning in with this morning on live stream. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all, not only to our congregation, whom we miss dearly, looking forward to the time and the day when we can all gather together again and begin to fellowship. But until then, we must carry on. But also our prayers and thoughts go out to the many people who are suffering from this virus and the many people who are attending to those who are suffering from the virus. To all of our first responders, to all of our medical professionals, to each and every one, our law enforcement, each and every person that's doing anything, and a great big kudos to everybody who's going out of their way to help their neighbors, to help one another during this very trying time that we are going through. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to come to you this morning. We're going to take a little while to bring the message. We certainly are living in a terrible world right now. Things are happening and transpiring at the speed of light. But if I know the American people, if I know the nation of America, we will persevere and we will come out victorious. It's good to see each and every person doing their part, trying to help one another, trying to do those things that they can. And also, let us not ever forget the power of prayer. We can continue to pray for each and every one. Just want to get a couple of announcements. We want to remind everyone that we will not be having services here at the church until further notice, but we will continue our live stream only at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights and also at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We will not be having Sunday night service until further or live stream until further notice. But I do also want to encourage you that there's things that you can do on your 6 o'clock time in your evening. Gather together with your family, open up the Bible, begin to pray one for another. Search the Scriptures, for in the Scriptures you'll find strength, you'll find comfort. This morning I want to read an inspirational verse of the day, and I'm going to try to incorporate that in each and every one of our live streams, as well as the sermon text. But if we ever in our lifetime needed inspiration, it is the day and hour that you and I are living in today. And I can always find inspiration from the Word of God. This morning's inspirational verse comes from 2 Corinthians, chapter number 1, verses 3 through 5. Again, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 1, verses 3 through 5. Feel free to read along with us there at home. Hopefully you have your Bibles near you. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, God, for your comfort. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit, God, and we pray this morning for each and every person, God, not only those who are listening or viewing on live stream, but God, people all over this world are hurting. And Father, I pray that you would just send your peace and your comfort, Lord, and your healing power upon their nation and upon this world. Father, I ask you to strengthen those, Lord, who are giving care, those who are taking care of the hospitals and the nursing homes and so many, many people this morning, God, that we know that you are aware of each and every one. And I pray for their strength. I pray for their protection. Pray, God, that you would encourage them this morning. Let them know that there is a nation that's praying for them. And also there is a God that can protect them. I ask you to anoint these lips of clay this morning. God is nothing more than a vessel and an oracle, that you might speak comfort to our hearts, God. I pray, Lord, that this word would go out, God, and bless those who are in their homes today, those who may be viewing or listening by the airwaves today. I pray, God, that this will be an inspirational time for them. And God, we even though we can't be together physically, we can still be in one mind and one accord through your Spirit. And we ask these blessings in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. This morning I want to bring a message titled Songs of Deliverance. Amen. I'm very encouraged by some of the things that I've seen, some of the things that I've been made aware of, a Facebook following and all, where people are being very, using their imagination and their ingenuity to come together in a time of grief and sorrow to bring a little joy and peace in the world. We have seen things where neighborhoods come out to their driveway and they begin to sing. They begin to sing happy birthday to different family members. They begin to pledge allegiance to the flag. And they also begin to sing songs of encouragement. If we ever needed any songs of encouragement, it's certainly in the hour that you and I live in. But don't lose hope. Amen. We know that this too will end. We must persevere. We must be strong during this time of turmoil. We must be encouraging one for another. And that's what I want to leave us with this morning, the songs of deliverance. I want to turn this morning to the Psalm 32. In Psalms 32, verse number 7, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. These are wonderful songs. This is a Psalm of David. if you listen to this and if you run reference on this, he is borrowing a line or a phrase back from Moses and the children of Israel. Remember that the children of Israel had been in Egyptian bondage for some 400 years. And there was a time of deliverance. Amen. I know that things seem like it's going at a snail's pace. It seems like we're not going to get out of this, but I will assure you, deliverance is on the way. And the reason I can say that with all the faith and the excitement is that I'm looking to the deliverer. I'm not looking for man to deliver us. I'm looking for God to deliver us. I know God can give man wisdom. He can give them a power and strength. But my deliverer is the Lord. He is my redeemer, and he is certainly my deliverer this morning. So I look to him. But Moses and the children of Israel, this is just after they crossed the Red Sea. Remember the story of how no sooner were they out of Egyptian bondage than troubles and trials begin to hit them. We find that they're facing the Red Sea, that Pharaoh's army is right on them, bearing down upon them, that looks like there is no way of escape. And amen, sometimes it looks like that is the situation today. But Moses, being the faithful leader that God called, began to pray and began to ask God for leadership. And God guided him and told him to stretch the rod out over the sea. And the sea parted. Amen. And the children of Israel walked through on dry ground, a very familiar story. But they came out on the other side, and they began to sing songs of deliverance. And you can find it there in the book. I believe it's in the book of Genesis there that they begin to sing and glorify and pray, or in the book of Exodus, rather. They begin to glorify and praise the Lord and sing songs of deliverance. This is what's important. They had still not entered the land of Canaan, but they were having faith enough to believe that they could sing songs of deliverance. I want to encourage us this morning, even though we have not seen the end of this terrible virus, now is the time to begin to sing songs of deliverance. And what I'm talking about, quit talking about the bad things, the situations, and begin to talk about the good things. Begin to talk about the power of God. Begin to encourage your neighbor. Begin to do the things that we know that we must do in order to come out on the other side in a victorious frame of mind. Begin to speak to your neighbor in a positive attitude. Begin to talk to your family. Encourage your children. Amen. We are going to come out victorious. So sing those songs of deliverance. I was reminded too, I have a little attaché case at home, and I file a lot of things. And back in the day and time when I was having a little time to write, I wrote something. This was years ago, and it concerns a song, an old song. It talks about a wayward traveler. I'd like to take this opportunity this morning to share just a little bit of that with you and share what I wrote at that particular time. How many knows God has an answer for every situation? And we often say that God is so much farther ahead of us. Man, if we wait till trouble hits us in the face to get a hold of God, we're missing out on the boat. Amen. We need to seek God even in the good times so that we'll be prepared for the bad times and the things that come upon this earth. I know a lot of people are turning to God right now, and that's well and that's good. I just hope and pray that it sticks. I hope and pray that when this adversity is over and this virus is under control, that those people who made promises unto God will keep them those promises and continue to live a life pleasing unto the Lord. But this is the way the song goes. It says, I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, while struggling up the mountain. It seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy. His strength was almost gone. Yet he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come. I saw him in the evening. The sun was bending low. He had overtopped the mountain and reached the vale below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home, then shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come. While gazing on that city just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, safe o'er the dashing foam, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance has come. And I thought that very fitting to read at this particular time that we're going through this trial, that if we will hold on, deliverance will come. These are the words that I wrote several years ago upon listing this song. I sang it on a Sunday night, I believe, and this is what I wrote. As I recall this song from past years, I am reminded that our life on earth is very short. The Bible compares life to to a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. Life is in fact a journey. It is a fascinating time of exploration and discovery. We enter this world with the hope of living a long and successful life, enriched by wonderful experiences. Each curve along the way brings opportunity that will affect us in some manner. There will be times of joy and excitement, but there will also come sadness and disappointment. Life's journey is sometimes difficult and cumbersome, but if we persevere, I believe the good outweighs the bad. The choices we make along the way greatly affect our journey. We can make the road less treacherous if we follow the directions set forth in God's holy word. The Bible prepares us for the journey through life. Jesus tells us that he will lead and guide us. We must first, however, submit our life into his hands. We should ask him to come into our heart as Lord and Savior. We then need to be attentive to his Holy Spirit as he comforts us through every trial or circumstance. Life doesn't have to be a journey of despair. It can be a glorious adventure filled with joy and satisfaction. Certainly, there will be pitfalls along the way. Sorrow is inevitable, disappointment a certainty. Just remember that with God, you are never alone. Not only will he walk with you through this life, but he will be there with you to begin a new one at the end of this journey. I instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. That last phrase comes from Psalms 32:8. The scripture that immediately follows our message text this morning. Again, reading from Psalms 32:8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I want to pick up in chapter number 33, verse number 1, and read here a continuation of this frame of mind, how that we are supposed to have a positive attitude. Faith. Again, we talk so much about faith. Just recently, we preached a message when faith is tested. Faith is something that just kind of lies dormant sometimes until we exercise that, until we put it into use. And unfortunately, sometimes when things are really smooth and going really good, we don't exercise too much of faith. But we need to have that quantity and that quality of faith that when we face these trials, we'll be able to stand with faith. But the writer says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. If you don't remember anything else that I've read or shared with you today, I want you to remember this. It's time to sing a new song, a song of deliverance. We all have heard the songs of doom and gloom and despair and the many things and the trials that we're facing. You hear it when you go out to the market. You hear it when you go to the drugstore. You're hearing it from a lot of people. But we as believers, we need to take this opportunity to give encouragement, to sing a song of deliverance, to tell people to hold on. The best is yet to come. I believe with all of my heart that God will not leave us. He will not forsake us, but he, in fact, will go all the way with us. Let's encourage one another as we take this time and this opportunity to share the gospel of Christ. You know, the Bible talks about the harvest is white. In other words, there is a huge harvest out there. But he follows that up with saying that the laborers are few. That is up to the church, folks. That is up to us this morning. I was thinking about the church. You know, the church hasn't been locked down, just the building. Think about that. The church house is the only thing that's shut up. The church is still alive and well and vibrant and strong, and we can communicate. We have this technology. We have the telephones. We have the prayer lines. We have the text messages. We can still stand up boldly for Christ. We can still share the gospel of Christ. God forbid that we quit preaching the gospel just because the doors are closed down. It's time to go out into the highways, into the hedges, and preach and compel those that are lost. This is a perfect opportunity. This is a time of revival. Bible. This is a time to sing songs of deliverance, not sad songs, not songs, amen, that will get people down, but songs that will lift people up, encourage one another. There's all kind of things that we can be doing. Now is the time to place a text out, to place tracts out, to get it on the airways, to get the friends that you're a friend with on Facebook, to let them know that we are in this together. We have a saying in our brotherhood, we have your back. And there was a text message that was sent out this morning. Brothers, we are standing together and we've got your back. What does that mean? That means, Brother Eddie, I'm praying for you today. That means each and every one of us is under the sound of my voice. You're getting prayed for today, whether you realize it or not. That person that's out there on the front fighting that virus, he's being prayed for. She's being prayed for. And we can do that. We can uphold. A lot of people say, what can I do during this time? Pray and seek God and pray for those first responders. Pray for those people out there in the hospitals. In fact, I want to encourage you tonight. I didn't want to fail to mention this, but tonight at 6:30 in Villarica here at Tanner Hospital, there's a group of people that got together on Facebook. They're going to meet out there at Tanner Hospital in the parking lot, inside their cars and their automobiles. They're going to turn their emergency flashers on to let the people inside the hospitals know that there's a group of people that love them and they're going to be praying for them. If you would like to be a part of that, just meet out at the hospital at 6:30 tonight. Stay in your cars, turn your emergency flashers on. If you want to have one designated person to stand in front of their car, be mindful, 6 feet apart, don't be congregating, but pray, and I assure you the lights come on in that hospital letting them know, you know what, there's a people that's going to get us through this. There's a prayer that's going to strengthen each and every one of us. My faith is in the power of God. How about you this morning? We can work together, lean on one another, and we will get through this time of adversity. Sing a new song. Sing a song of praise. Sing a song of victory. Sing a song of a faithful God who has never left His children. He has never left His people. He said God would always have a remnant. I believe that the nation that we live in today ought to be very, very thankful. Not trying to limit the churches, not trying to silence them, but be thankful that there is a church. There is a group of people who's praying even in the time of adversity, even in the time of turmoil and trouble. There is a remnant of God's people that's glorifying Him and praising Him and singing a song of deliverance. Deliverance will come. Amen. I believe with all of my heart we are serving a mighty God, a healer, a deliverer, and one that sticketh closer than a brother. Praise God for His power. Praise God for His love. Praise God for you this morning. There's something out there for each and every one of us to do. I was very, very encouraged. I don't like to praise my grandchildren too much, but to me they're just precious, and I know you feel the very same thing about your grandchildren as well. But they have always prayed and blessed the food. And I noticed that our grandson, little Trey, after he had prayed and blessed the food, he took a bite or two, and then he put his food down and he began to pray again. And he prayed a silent prayer, and I noticed him doing that probably a half a dozen times during the day yesterday. And so I talked to him about it, and he wouldn't tell me what he was praying, but I know that he is just as concerned about the situation that you and I are living in as we are. And let me tell you something, if a seven-year-old sees the need for prayer throughout the day, church, we might ought to do the same thing. Amen. There's nothing yet stopping us from praying. I know that sometimes they would halt us from praying in public places and all, but you know what? I don't think you'll have any problem at all praying today, because a lot of people are needing prayer. A lot of people are desiring prayer. And I believe a lot of lives are going to be changed through the situation that's happening now. Not saying that God did this, but God can get glory out of this. Amen. And just to let you know that the songs that Moses and them sang after they came through the Red Sea, they didn't quit singing them. They continued to sing them and glorified and praised the Lord. I want to go this morning also to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 11. There are so many scriptures in the Bible, and time does not allow us to go through each and every one. But let me take this time to encourage you to search the scriptures. Hopefully, you're not only looking at the Word of God or searching the Word of God when the live stream comes on. There is nothing to prevent you from getting your Bible out and gathering your family around and search the Scriptures, for in them you'll find the truth, you'll find the strength, you'll find the encouragement. And it is amazing to me how timely the Scriptures are. I can give you testimonies of times when I just opened the Bible and began to read, and you know, not really knowing what the Scripture really meant at that particular time, but knowing that it was good, only to find out later, maybe a day or two or even a week later, that God was sustaining me and preparing me for what I was about to face. That happened to me when our son was in the hospital. And God gave that Scripture. I say God gave that Scripture to me. He allowed me to read it. Amen. God gives that Scripture to each and every one of us. 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. I've referred to that so many times. It basically says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And I've shared that with my congregation so many times. But little did I know that the very next day that I was going to be in consultation with three professional doctors who would tell me at that particular time that my son had at best a 50% chance of survival. That's the first time that they mentioned the possibility of death. And can I tell you, had I not had that encouraging Scripture the night before, I would have been devastated. It was not good news. I want you to understand, I was not excited about hearing that, but what the good news was, that God knew what was going to happen, and He prepared me the very night before that, on a Tuesday night and on Wednesdays when the doctors told us of that. And thank God, by God's grace and His mercy, he just celebrated his 42nd birthday this past month. And now we give God the honor and the glory. But this Scripture, I believe, is a very timely Scripture. It is one that, if we didn't know better, we would think that God had just now incorporated it for us to adhere to. But this was written most notably, probably, by Solomon during his time of writing the Proverbs. But it is found in chapter 2 of Proverbs and verse number 11. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse number 11. And let this sink in. And understand how many, many years ago this was written. But it is so timely. It is so fitting for what we are going through today. It says in the 11th verse of the second chapter of Proverbs, "Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. It's so sad to hear about some people today who are going out and doing things and taking this kind of as a joke. And you even heard the horrendous stories that I have heard, that people are coughing on one another, or people are going to the grocery store and coughing on the fruit and all. And, you know, there's evil. There's evil that abounds. But I believe that goodness and righteousness is going to triumph over evil. And that's where we got to stand together and pray. Now, I don't hate that person for doing that. I pray for that person. I pray that God will get a hold of their soul. God will get a hold of them and love them and bring them to an altar of repentance. You know, Jesus just didn't die just for good folks. Come on, folks. He died for each and every one of us. Every one of us have sinned. And Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. And through His precious shed blood, there is the redemption power to wash away our sins. Amen. And I pray for those people that do that. But understand, today, even though we live by faith and we walk by faith, according to the words, let's still use discretion. Amen. Do the things that we're encouraged to do. Mind the things that are told us, the things that work. Continue to do those. The social distancing. Penny just told me, my wife told me this week, there's probably going to be two or three new phrases that are added to Webster's dictionary. Some words that you and I hear on a constant basis every day now. Social distancing, quarantine, shutting down, setting in, or whatever the situations are. But use discretion, because discretion shall preserve thee. And use understanding. And listen, understanding comes from God. I believe with all of my heart. I would be terribly, terribly devastated today if I did not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm concerned about the things that are transpiring in the world. But I'm not at the point of worrying. I'm not at the point of giving up. I'm not at the point of saying, you know, this whole thing is coming to an end. Because nobody knows that, the day or the hour. Only the Lord Jesus Christ knows the day of His appearing. But this I do know. I'm going to continue to trust Him. I'm going to continue to put my faith in Him. I'm going to continue to declare the gospel of Christ. Because over anything else that you may think that you need during this time, you need Christ in your life. You need a relationship with the Lord. I encourage those that are listening today, those that are viewing by the live stream, and thank God for the technology that we have. And our prayers and our thoughts go out to you. I'm a little bit at a disadvantage. You can see me, but I can't see you. But even though I can't see you, I long to be with you. I long for the time when we can fellowship together, sing songs of praise and worship. Amen. Just glorifying and testifying of the goodness of God and enjoying the fellowship that God has enriched us with. One thing about this, it's let me to know how blessed we are and have been all of these years to have the opportunity to meet together. If you have a local church, if you have a church that you go to, support that church. Be with that church. Pray for the ministries of that church, not just this one. We desire your prayers and we desire your thoughts. But if you're a member of a local church or a church somewhere, get involved. Get in there and support this. And when this thing ends and when that there's an all clear sign, don't forget that the Lord is the one that sustains you and brought you through this time. So meet with your family, your church family, pray for one another, encourage one another, and start singing a new song, songs of deliverance. Again, deliverance will come if we hold on. Again, I want to encourage each and every one of you to pray. Pray for this church, pray for our ministry, pray for those who are afflicted. We're going to bind together, and we're going to get through this victoriously. I want to give a special thanks to our men here at the church who have made this possible, Brother Tom Peters and Brother Art. They've been so faithful to appear every time and get up here ahead of time and set all of this up. And we're trying to get all the little quirks and the tweaks out, and we're hopeful that you were able to hear the word this morning. And I encourage you again to take advantage of the time that you have now with your family. I know tonight there's that special event that's happening at the hospital, and if you can, be a part of that. But if you can't, still take advantage of gathering around your family members there at home, praying one for another and reading the Word of God. And our thoughts and prayers will be with you. Understand that you can get in touch with us via the text message. Also, we have a website that you can contact and leave a comment. But if you have a prayer need, a prayer request, whether you're a member of this church or not, that's not the important thing. That's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to build up our membership. We're trying to build a membership up of the body of Christ, amen, of those born-again believers. But if you have a prayer request, if you have a need, if you have someone that's suffering, or also if you have a physical need or someone that can't get out to the grocery store, that can't get to the pharmacy, we have volunteers here in the church that will assist you. Just give us your grocery list and we'll go and bring that to you. Those are the physical things that we do as well as praying for you. So get in touch with us via the text message. The numbers are there for you to see. Or just, if not, just pray for us that God will use us mightily. We love you. We sincerely appreciate you. And we pray that God will bless you through these live streams. In fact, if you want to put a text message on there and let us know that you was able to hear the live stream or see it and that God has blessed you in some manner or some way, that's all that we ask this morning. So God be with you. Remember again tonight the activity that's going on at the church. Now where you are, there in your home, if you're with family members, if you could just reach out maybe and take their hand and let us pray one for another as we attempt to close this message this morning. Again, songs of deliverance. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, again, we just love you and we thank you, Lord, for this time together. We thank you for those who have tuned in this morning, God. And we know that even though we can't see them, you can see them in their home there, God. And I pray that you would have mercy upon them. You would bless them, strengthen them, encourage them. God, let them know, Lord, that now is the time that we need to live and by faith and exercise faith in our lives. God, I pray for every ministry that's reaching out. I pray again for those who are on the front line fighting this virus. I pray for our nation, its leaders. God, and I pray, Lord, that all over this world, people will turn to you. We ask you now to be with us throughout the remaining part of this day. Keep us safe. Lead us and guide us. And we'll put all of our faith and trust in you. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a blessed day.